And as we start the country hour today, a plane loaded with salmon from Tasmania has just taken off from Brisbane Airport, bound for Taiwan. To tell us more about the flight and what's on board, the Federal Assistant Fisheries Minister and Tasmanian Senator, John O'Donium, joins the program. Hello, Senator.
G'day, Fiona. Good to be with you and thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining the country hour today. Now, this is the first flight under the new $110 million scheme to get freight moving again into Asia?
That's right. It is the first flight. And just as you say, just 15 minutes ago, the first flight full of Tassie salmon has taken off from Brisbane on its way to Taipei. And as a Tassie senator, as someone who proudly supports our seafood industry here in our great state of Tassie, I'm just so proud to know that it's Tasmanian produce filling that plane and winging its way under this program to Asia, where people are still desperate to buy our products, where we still command a premium for what we sell, and we should be very proud of what we produce here and supporting it through
the program. Is there much going on the plane? Is it sort of just Tassie salmon or is it other products as well?
I understand there are a couple of other products in there as well. There is some red meat and also some other horticultural products, but it is mostly Tassie salmon, and being able to get it there through this program is great for the jobs. The people that work in this business here in Tasmania means we are helping keep those people working and keeping the businesses in business.
And so what's the journey been so far? It's obviously come up from the fish farms, come through, it's got to get out of Hobart, which has been a bit of a problem, and into Melbourne and up to Brisbane. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. So what our program runs on making sure we can get things from Australia to the export market we're trying to ship into. So this product, this salmon, was taken from Tassie to Melbourne, and then once it arrived in Melbourne, it was trucked all the way up to Brisbane where it did meet the plane. So there's a bit of a logistical effort in getting things to the hubs, but we work with the export businesses to make sure we can make that happen. We provide the financial support to get the things from, in this case, Brisbane to Taipei, so that it is economic to export these products and we can continue to do trade with our important trading partners.
And is it just one of the companies or all of the companies?
On this particular flight, it's just one of the companies, but I've been engaged with other salmon producers, with other businesses in different sectors who are interested in engaging with us on this program and taking advantage of it. You know, we've got to make sure that we're in the markets ASAP to take advantage of being the first movers. We know other countries are looking at doing similar things in Norway and Canada. So to make sure we were there first out of the blocks, getting our product to market was very, very important. That's what we've done.
So how many more flights will there be from Brisbane to Taipei with Tassie salmon?
So this particular flight's going to be operating over the next 3 months, and there's going to be at least two a week, perhaps three, depending on demand. The exporter is working with their purchasers in Taiwan. So, yes, at this rate, we'll be seeing at least two per week over the next 3 months, which is excellent news for that business and the people that work in it. But there'll be many, many more of these flights occurring from right around the country and hopefully many, many more from right here in Tassie.
Well, I believe there's also a flight from Perth going up with rock lobsters bound for Asia. Not sure if they're just from WA or any from here.
Look, as I understand it, they are just WA rock lobsters heading to Asia at this point. But look, we are engaging with a number of producers and fishers from right across the country, including here in Tassie, to make sure that they can get their goods to market. So, look, this is the first flight today taking off. It was only announced just over a week ago, this program. It's already taking form and getting goods into the air and to market. So we will see much more of this happening right across the seafood sector, but also many, many other high-value exports in the hort and red meat sector as well.
I know we've been speaking to some exporters, and part of the problem with some of Tassie's seafood is getting it live out of Hobart and then overseas. Do you think there's a chance we could use a freighter from Hobart?
Look, absolutely. If the demand is there to get specifically Tasmanian produce from Hobart to a destination in Asia, we can fill a plane and someone's willing to buy it at the other end at a price that's attractive, then that's something we need to work on with the exporter. So certainly there's the possibility of doing that, and I look forward to, through Austrade, working with exporters on those sorts of proposals. You know, as we know, I think we've got around 35 hours to get the lobster to the market so that it is in a condition that the buyers want to have it. And so we need to take that into account. And so if that means direct flights from Hobart to an Asian market destination, then
still might happen.
Very, still could happen, and very keen to work on that with exporters.
Great. Now, Senator John O'Dunham is our guest on the Country Hour. Senator, you're also the Assistant Minister for Regional Tourism. How do you think it's going? Regional tourism would have taken a hit with the coronavirus.
Look, it's taken a massive hit. I mean, you know, we have the restrictions that have been put in place to protect people's lives and people's health, and all very, very sensible and necessary restrictions. But the upshot is that cafes aren't having people come in and sit down and have meals, restaurants the same, bars, pubs, clubs, hotels. It's taken a massive toll on tour operators and people offering all sorts of experiences across Tassie, and I've been in touch with many of them. A number of the measures that have been rolled out around the country, like the JobKeeper program, which we legislated yesterday, the cash stimulus package, they've been things that have been welcomed by the industry. Obviously, this is very, very tough for them. People aren't...
Now, I'm just going to tie you up there. We've only got a little bit of time left, Senator John O'Dunham. Just wanted to ask as well, you're from Burnie. Are you in Burnie at the moment?
No, I'm in Hobart at the moment, originally from Burnie, but I'm in my office in Hobart at the moment.
Well, do you know how Burnie's going? That's one of your areas. I mean, obviously, they're having a bit of trouble with the coronavirus at the moment. What are you hearing on the ground up there?
Well, look, Mum and Dad live up there still, and I'm in regular contact with them. Obviously, there's a great degree of concern around what we've been seeing in terms of the infections and where they've been occurring, and particularly around the hospitals. My advice to anyone listening up there is to listen to the advice of the medical professionals and the government. Stay safe, observe all the rules when it comes to social distancing. We've got to make sure we get through this, and there are people who are disregarding those rules, and all that does is put the lives of others in danger. And so my message to people in Burnie and Bishanoe and down here in Hobart is just observe the rules, and we'll get through this in the best possible shape we can.
All right, Tasmanian Senator John O'Dunham, great news that a plane loaded with salmon from Tassie has just taken off from Brisbane Airport bound for Taiwan, and there's going to be a number of those over the next 3 months. That's really good news for exports. Thanks so much for joining us on the Country Hour today.
Thanks for having me, Fiona. Keep safe, and we'll talk again soon.